Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena Sam, how are you?
Good morning, I'm very good, thank you.
You've had a busy week. You were on Jamie Oliver's Instagram yesterday. was cool. How did that happen?
Super random. Just woke up one morning and then I was posted on his Instagram as one of the 7 people in the LGBTQ community in the food world that you should follow.
That is all so cool. That is the coolest thing. I feel like of all people to randomly post about you, Jamie Oliver is up there in the food world.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
We're not actually talking about Jamie Oliver this morning, though. We're talking about jellyfish.
Jellyfish. So have you had jellyfish before?
I don't think I have.
No, I have not had jellyfish.
So jellyfish has been eaten in China and in East and Southern Asian countries for the last 1700 years. So
it's a long time.
It's a very long time. And it's known to be very textural. So I brought some sample into the studio as well.
A packet of instant natural jellyfish.
Yep. So I brought the instant one because that's probably the most approachable one that people can have at home.
Okay, cool.
So it's already been processed. So it's been cooked in boiling water and salted.
Right.
So it's salt preserved and then it is soaked in clean water to remove that saltiness. And then you re-season it. So jellyfish, the edible version, there's only a few varietals that
you'll
eat.
I was going to say, there's probably like not all jellyfish in the ocean are things you can eat, thinking about all the poisonous ones that can sting you pretty bad. So
yeah, I wouldn't just go out foraging for them. there's only a few varietals that are edible, and it's a huge Chinese gastronomic food item, essentially, in Asia as well. So I've brought you some to try.
I'm very excited.
It's marinated in sesame oil, salt, pepper.
It smells
five
great.
Spice.
It smells very sesame, which I'm excited about.
It's the
about.
Seasoning, but it's actually more about the texture. So if we'll take a bite.
Okay. You ready, Zoe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just all in one go? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to chew into the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. Okay.
It's almost crunchy.
Yes, totally. So,
this tastes great.
Yeah. So my favorite Chinese gastronomist, Fuchsia Dunlop, she describes the texture as electric. So it's crunchy, but still gelatinous and
electric is a really good way of describing it. It's pretty hard. It's not like anything else I've ever chewed before.
100%. Yeah. So it is mostly water. So it's 95% water and 5% protein. And the main reason why I've brought it in today is because it is eaten purely for its textural context.
Totally.
And it's flavorless. So,
And so I'm saying it's yum, but what I'm saying is yum is the sesame and the spices that you've put on it.
Yeah.
But it's that texture that makes it so special.
100%. And a huge part of Chinese gastronomy is all about texture. So that is not found in a lot of Western dining, where you would eat something purely for texture and not for flavor.
Got you.
So texture...
That is really different. That is not something that we go out and do in the West very often, is it?
Yeah. Well, in the West, when you add texture to a dish, usually it is to enhance a certain flavor or to add balance in a meal. Whereas... In the gastronomic sense in Chinese cooking, it's eating something purely for its texture, and the seasoning is just to enhance that texture.
Yum. Well, I really enjoyed that, and it is like electric is a really good way of, it's like bounces back at you, or it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but it kind of feels like a gelatinous vegetable almost or something. Mm.
Yeah, 100%.
So this, I'm presuming, is something that is pretty common in a lot of like Chinese and East Asian restaurants here in New Zealand as well. But maybe if you're like not from that background, it's not something you'd pick off the menu. Is that a pretty common thing, you reckon?
Yes, it's not common. And I've served it in my pop-ups before and to people who've never had it before and they love it. It's the fact that you're eating jellyfish and people get strayed away from it.
Well, I think that's the thing. We have this massive fear factor with food in the West, where anything that is a little bit outside of the comfort zone is a little bit like, oh no, I don't want to eat that. But that is yum and such a cool flavor texture combo that you'd never necessarily expect.
Yeah, exactly. They're found in most Cantonese restaurants and in almost all yum cha spots as well. So you will find them in little plates that they'll carry around yum cha.
That is so so great. And how do you like ask for it? Where would you go? As you said, is this just in like your Asian supermarket?
Yeah, so all Asian grocers. I got that from Jardin, or also you can get them at Taiping, but any Asian grocer you can get them. So that is the instant version, and then sometimes they will have the ones in giant preserved buckets. So you'll see like a mountain of salt, and underneath is like these brownish whitish sheets of jellyfish, and that's from the dome of the jellyfish. So it's the head part of it.
I quite like the drawing of the jellyfish on this packet as well. It's got its little tongue sticking out of its mouth.
Happy looking jellyfish.
And I also was going to ask you, if people wanted to like go to the supermarket, buy a packet of this now, and then have a crack at, you know, preparing some at home, what would be a simple little marinade that they could have a crack at?
Well, the easy thing for most diners is that it really comes with seasoning.
Easy as.
Yeah, it's
there
almost like instant noodles. However, if you want to enhance it yourself, sesame oil, five spice, salt, pepper, a little bit of sugar. And if you want acidity, a little bit of rice wine or rice vinegar.
Yeah.
And then toss it in a salad. So cucumber, peppers, etc.
That's so cool.
I have so enjoyed that. And it's probably not something I would have picked off the menu off the bat, but I will next time because, as you say, that's not a texture I've ever eaten before.
Yeah, and it kind of opens the door to many other textural cuisine out there that's purely enjoyed for its textural context.
Fantastic. You had a pop-up on the weekend at Open on K Road. How did that go, Sam?
Amazing. It was called Congee and Coffee. So two of my favourite things in the world, my favourite breakfast pairing. So savory rice porridge and coffee. It went really well. I almost sold out. It was
nice.
Did 120 bowls of congee. It was amazing. Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to the next one and look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you for bringing us jellyfish this morning, Sam.
Thank you.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Thank you very much.